Land. The government has bolstered its capacity to enhance land valuation services by recruiting 98 land valuers and 31 valuation assistants this year. Of these, 40 valuers have been serving in the Ministry of Lands for the past 6 months, while 58 more have completed their induction and are set to report for duty next week. Historically, a shortage of land valuers has hindered the efficient delivery of services across the country. With these new employees, representation will now extend across all counties, improving on the previous coverage of just 24 counties. Addressing the new employees, Lands and Physical Planning Principal Secretary Jen Nixon-Cora expressed confidence in their ability to drive change by enhancing service delivery, curbing corruption, and significantly increasing revenue collection. "Good governance isn't a miracle. It begins with each of us making the right choices. Last year, we collected $12.89 billion, and with integrity and the right actions, we can easily double that," said PS Cora. The PS also issued a stern warning to land officers involved in corrupt activities, emphasizing that the law would take its course for any such misconduct. Acting Director of Valuation, Herbert Wick, congratulated the newly recruited land valuers, expressing optimism that they would significantly improve service delivery across the State Department. Newly recruited land valuers listening to the Lands and Physical Planning Principal Secretary General Nixon-Cora at RD House on Thursday, September 26, 2024. "I have no doubt that with the support of the Principal Secretary, we will work more efficiently and effectively," were affirmed. The land valuers are entrusted with several mandates, including the valuation for stamp duty, land rent determination, and the valuation of both loose and fixed assets for ministries, departments, and agencies for bookkeeping purposes. They are also responsible for preparing the National Land Value Index, assisting counties in valuations for rating, and conducting valuations for the sale or purchase by ministries, departments, and agencies. Additionally, they provide expert evidence in courts and tribunals, and perform valuations for leasing by or for government ministries, departments, and agencies, whether for agricultural, commercial, industrial, or residential properties, either through government leasing or leasing out. The PS addressed the new employees at RD House Thursday evening.